We've also got Elizabeth on the line. Elizabeth Cummins. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Are you well?
I'm all right now.
Tell us your weekend headline story there, will you? Because this is funny. You have to see, you can laugh at this now, can't you?
Now I can, yeah. It wasn't happening the other day. So basically, I was covering a football game at the weekend. Mm-hmm. And
you're a physio, aren't you?
Yeah, physical therapist, yeah.
And
I was with the club. This is my first game with them.
Right.
Okay, covering the game for them. And was doing a rub, and I had to go out and show one of the lads, basically, a stretch out in the pitch.
Yeah.
And I took my wedding ring and engagement off and put it in my pocket. Well, right. So I thought.
Yeah.
And as I had finished doing the stretches, I was walking back off the pitch to go in and get my bag and get ready for the start of the game.
Yeah.
And put my hand in, found my wedding ring, but couldn't find my engagement ring.
Oh, my God, it was gone.
Yeah, so I was like, what? So basically, there was 3 or 4 young lads around at the same time. And I said, will you help me look for my engagement ring?
Yeah.
And one of them turned around and he goes, what's an engagement ring? He didn't have a clue what an engagement ring was. So that was, we were all looking for it at the start. And then went in, the game had to start.
Yeah.
So that was grand. Looked again at halftime, thinking where I had lost it.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it. And so in fairness to the other club, Kilglass, a few of the girls came over and they said, what have you lost? I said, my engagement ring. And they're like, what? You have not? And I was like, yeah, I have. But look, it's gone now because with the lads trampling all over it, I definitely won't find it. And basically, anyways, the game was over.
What about a metal detector? No, you didn't use that, no?
Yes. So basically, wait until you hear what happened. So the game was over. And the both clubs, I have to say, were very, very good now. And all the lads said, look, we'll all line up and help you look for it. But then I have to give a shout out to Jerry, I think Tig is his name,
yeah,
who actually went off at half time and got a metal detector.
Good man, Jerry.
No, yeah, fair play to him. Now, unfortunately, it didn't work because you have to have it literally stuck to the ground. So
right,
you would have nearly picked it up ourselves if we got it. But in fairness, all the lads went out and some of them were on their hands and knees, which I didn't realise until I looked at the video.
Wow.
And
so you've got all these guys out searching for it. And I mean, everybody's saying, did you find it? Did you find it?
Yes, but guess where I bloody found it?
Where?
In my gear bag in the changing rooms.
Oh.
So basically, I said to the lads, look, leave it, forget about it, come in. And one of the lads, he goes, Liz, have you checked your bag? I said, I have. He said, have you took it out and shook the bag?
Yeah.
And I go, right, okay. And I like that, I got it, and I gave it a good shake. And you know the tray that keeps the bag in place?
Yeah.
That fell out, and the ring fell out
as well. Oh. And did you tell all the people who had spent hours down on their hands?
I literally started crying. I was like, oh my God. Not out of real, I was just pure mortified. Yeah. And he goes to me, put it into your pocket, go back out to the pitch and pretend you found it out there. He said, could it be mobbed? And I was like, oh, I can't do that. I can't lie. I said, just go out and tell them I found it.
Yeah.
And now I bloody wish I went out and pretend that it was.
Ah, brilliant, brilliant. And you're blaming it on baby brain, I believe.
Yes, yeah, I'm pregnant at the minute with my third child, so...
very good.
Yeah, I'm definitely blaming it on that.
And I'd say your husband, Porrig, is slagging the backside off you as well about this.
Well, do you know what? I came home and I was telling him, he was more concerned about the Man City and Liverpool and whatever that's going on about. He wasn't too pushed about it.
Yeah, excellent. Great story. Elizabeth, thank you very much for telling us. Cheers. See ya.
Thanks, Ian.
Bye. Bye.